The AI industry generated three genuinely distinct stories this weekend, and together they paint a complicated picture of where the technology is heading. Let me start with the one that got the most attention for the wrong reasons. The viral claim that Anthropic's AI system called Mythos successfully hacked NSA classified networks. This story spread extremely fast across social media Friday and Saturday, reaching tens of thousands of shares before serious pushback began.
The problem is that it wasn't what it was being described as. According to the journalist who originally reported on Mythos, and according to multiple industry leaders who spoke over the weekend, the NSA event was an authorized red team test. Anthropic was invited to attempt to penetrate classified systems precisely to find vulnerabilities. That is the opposite of a rogue AI breaking into government networks. It's a structured security exercise that the government commissioned. The hack framing turned a responsible security disclosure into a panic narrative.
What's interesting is why it spread so fast. We are at a moment when people's prior assumptions about AI capabilities make them credulous about dramatic claims in both directions. Believers in imminent superintelligence treated the story as confirmation that AI had crossed a threshold. Skeptics treated it as proof that AI development is dangerous and uncontrolled. Both camps were wrong, and both shared the story heavily. That's a lesson in how AI misinformation spreads differently from other types. It finds audiences on multiple sides of existing debates.
This connects directly to Musk's statement predicting that AI will surpass all of humanity in 4 to 5 years. He's made versions of this prediction repeatedly, and each iteration shifts the timeline slightly. 4 to 5 years from now puts us at 2030 to 2031. That's an extraordinarily aggressive timeline for what researchers call artificial general intelligence. And most AI researchers, including people who work at companies building frontier models, would privately express significant skepticism about that specific window.
But here's the China story that tech executives are paying close attention to, regardless of Musk's timeline predictions. ZAI, which is backed by Jipu AI and tightly connected to Chinese government research institutions, released GLM 5.2 as an open weights model, and it scored 51 on the Artificial Analysis Intelligence Index. That puts it fourth globally, ahead of every current Google model. Tech CEOs are reacting to this with what you might charitably call genuine admiration, and less charitably call alarm, because an open weights model at that performance level means the capability is now freely downloadable and deployable without any API restrictions.
The open weights dimension is crucial for understanding the competitive dynamics. When a closed model like GPT-5 or Claude 4 achieves a benchmark breakthrough, the capability stays within the company's infrastructure. When an open weights model at near equivalent performance gets released, it changes the entire market structure. Anyone can fine-tune it, deploy it locally, integrate it into products without licensing fees, or use it in ways the original developers never intended. GLM 5.2 ranking above all Google models on this particular benchmark is a real data point that will influence enterprise procurement decisions.
And then there's the Anthropic story about training data and consent. SEA went public over the weekend with serious criticism after discovering that 238 of her songs were used to train AI music systems without her consent. This is part of a much larger pattern. Artists, authors, and visual creators discovering after the fact that their work contributed to training datasets they never agreed to. Getty Images separately signed a deal to display licensed visuals in ChatGPT, which represents the licensed alternative model. Companies getting paid for their contributions rather than having their work taken without permission.
The contrast between those two stories, SEA's 238 songs taken without consent versus Getty's negotiated licensing deal, essentially maps the two paths forward for AI training data. Either the industry moves towards systematic licensing with compensation, or it continues operating in the legal gray zone and faces an accumulating wave of litigation and regulatory response. The lawsuits already filed by major publishers, record labels, and now individual artists are slowly building the case law that will eventually force a resolution.
There's also an important educational point worth making here about the market structure of AI. which connects to the antitrust questions that are increasingly being raised about the industry. When people talk about monopoly in AY, they often mean market dominance. But the legal definition under the Sherman Antitrust Act is more specific than that. A company isn't a monopoly simply because it has a large market share. The Sherman Act, passed in 1890 and still the foundation of U.S. competition law, requires showing both that a company possesses monopoly power in a defined market and that it acquired or maintained that power through anti-competitive conduct rather than through superior products or natural growth. Market share alone, even 70 or 80%, isn't legally sufficient. The DOJ's case against Google Search, for example, took years to build because prosecutors had to show not just that Google had dominant share, but that exclusive deals with device manufacturers and browsers constituted the kind of anti-competitive conduct the act was designed to prevent. In AY, the question of market definition is genuinely unsettled. Is the relevant market frontier model APIs? Enterprise AY software? AI-generated content? How you draw that boundary shapes whether any company looks like a monopolist or simply a strong competitor.